Welcome back, Game Time. You know, it is amazing to look at BetOnline AG's updated odds for some different things. First of all, you look at their Heisman Trophy future odds, and you got Tua as the favorite, followed by Trevor Lawrence, then Jalen Hurts, and then Adrian Martinez. And he's not tied for the fourth best. Like, he is by himself as the fourth best odds to win the Heisman Trophy. And that is just, that is remarkable. You know, considering how young this guy is, how much that Nebraska didn't win very much last year, I think it's remarkable in the sense of not only how good Adrian Martinez is, but how good that clearly the odds makers think Nebraska has a chance to be. Because again, like, guys that go 6-6 don't win the Heisman. And that's why it makes sense that when you also look at the odds to BetOnline AG's odds to who's winning each conference, it makes sense. Because the odds to win the Big Ten, the favorite to come out of the West is Nebraska tied with Wisconsin. So the odds to win the Big Ten, Ohio State's the favorite, followed by Michigan, then Penn State, and then Nebraska and Wisconsin are tied at 14-1. Then you have Michigan State, and then Iowa, and then Northwestern. But it makes sense if you have a guy that's got that kind of Heisman odds, that you would also kind of see their team as a team that's going to be playing for conference championships. But the thing, you got to have physical tools to excel at the quarterback spot at this level. And Adrian Martinez has all the tools you could possibly want, right? Got a good arm. He's got an accurate arm. He's powerful. He's elusive. He's got speed. He's got all those physical tools. But again, I'm not so sure. What I don't love most about the guy is his demeanor and mentality. There wasn't, and I just don't think you understand how impressive this is. They're really trying to think. I can't recall one moment last year where Adrian Martinez was just rattled, looked overwhelmed. Doesn't mean he didn't make a bad decision. The decision he made to throw the pass to J.D. Spielman inside the 15-yard line of Ohio State, it's a bad decision. Zimmerman should be making a bad decision and being rattled. There wasn't a single time that I felt like you saw Adrian Martinez get out of pocket, get flustered, look rattled, look overwhelmed, lost his composure. He was always just cool. Up by two touchdowns, down by two touchdowns, just threw a touchdown pass, just threw a pick. You know who was the most consistent dude? Adrian Martinez. And that consistency is so valuable. And it's so impressive. Especially, it's easy to be consistent, because we've had freshmen step into play. It's easy to be consistent when you step in as a freshman at Alabama and you're crushing people. Like, right? Like, how many stressful moments do you really get in when you're up 21-0 at the end of the first quarter? You know what I mean? Like, but what's stressful is when you're playing quarterback at a place like Nebraska and it's a packed house and you lose a game, you're down a bunch, you get like that's hard. That's hard. I'm just so impressed with him. So impressed with him. 402-951-1620. All right. It is that time of the week. Coming up next, mailbag time. Still got time to get your questions into George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question, serious or silly, is going to win some food to Oscars. We'll do it on the other side.